Yes, please. Mr. Pleasant?
Yeah.
Yeah, Detective Richardson. There you are.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, oh, Ellie, how are you? Yeah, I've been having, sort of going over the guest list for the wedding. I've been a little busy tonight. I tried to do, you know, to protect everybody and yet, you know, not to get any, as you know, speaking now in terms of forgetting the domestic things, that we really had to cool all this chat about China. And to keep it, as you well know, I've got some things in mind, but I don't want to irritate the Russians, because we've got a hell of a thing going on with them at the present time, see? I'm sure you know that. Didn't bother you, did it? Well, as a matter of fact, you know, on that, it's a good decision when we look at it. I mean, they were speaking to a very special technical problem, and so we accept that. But on the other problems, we're going to have to look at it, and it comes before us. But only a lot. Somebody, my daughter Tricia, said, "That's pretty technical stuff," and I said, "Well, we had to do it." So, it's a very technical matter, isn't it? It didn't bother you, though, and all the terrible problems you've got, did it? That we're going to cooperate. We're not going to coerce, but we're going to follow the law. And that's a moot question now. I've expressed my views, but they no longer are relevant now that the court has spoken. Nobody. I thought that's a pretty good line to say that nobody is above the law, not even the president. As a lawyer, I thought you'd appreciate that. Oh well, no, no. Well, no, no, you know how these things are. You just do the best you can. Throw it out there and hope that it comes. Well, that's a tough one, you know. That's a real tough one, you know. But we have to put it that way because, you know, if we say, in effect, look, you give us our prisoners and we'll give you South Vietnam, we can't do that, you see, because that won't work. And also, we have to realize that just talking about prisoners is what we want. What we want is to get the damn people out of there. Right. Well, you just, I know you've got a terrible job over there, you know, and I told Ehrlich today, I said, you know, poor Richardson, he's got to take all the bastards he's got over there, and I understand that. Your whole outfit, they have to be in that line. But we said, in effect, we'll listen to them. If they're peaceful, we're not going to do anything to them. But if they're unpeaceful, we're going to prosecute them. But that we're not going to be affected by them, except as we think. I think the idea of not just peace in our time, but peace in their time is a good one to get across. What do you think? That's what it is, isn't it? It's so easy, you know, to end the damn war. The question is ending it. That's right. Very well put. Very good. Wish I'd have thought of it. You should have told me and I'd have put it in my answer. United States is not credible. They're down the drain. Period. Okay, well, don't. I just hope you, you've got a tough job. I don't want to make it any harder for you, you know? You've done it. The fact that you don't bring these damn problems to us unless you have to, I appreciate it. Yeah. For example, let me say that on this whole business of the housing and all the rest, we'll work it out. Because, as you know, with the lack of, I was hoping somebody asked me, with the Lackawanna case and the California case makes it clear that the Blackjack case now has to be reconsidered with one test, and that is, did the governing body have a racial prejudice in mind when it made its decision, right? That's really the point, you see. That was too damn complicated to get across in a press conference, but you know what, that's the whole problem. Okay, well, get a good night's sleep. Yeah, sure. Oh, good. Want to bring him in? Sounds great. Is he a good man? Well, how about bringing him in Tuesday? You see, I'm going to California tomorrow. I'll be back Monday night. Tuesday will be fine, right after the legislative meeting. Okay? So build him up. Okay? All right, get a good night's sleep.